Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to another bonus short lecture from the History Teachers Talking Podcast, where Tom or I will lecture on big topics in little time. For more information, you can visit us at www.historyteacherstalkingpodcast.com or visit evergreenpodcast.com. French fries, also known as fries or chips, are a popular and iconic dish that has become synonymous with fast food and American cuisine. Despite the name, French fries actually have a complex history that spans several countries. Surprisingly, France is only one of them. French fries don't really need explaining, as they are a popular and widely recognized dish that's made from potatoes. They're typically cut into long, thin strips and deep fried until they become crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. It is known that Thomas Jefferson had potatoes served in a French manner at the White House in 1802. The expression French fried potatoes first occurred in print in English in the 1856 work Cookery for Maids All Work by E. Warren. The specific recipe called for cutting new potatoes in thin slices, putting them in boiling fat and a little salt. Fry both sides of a light golden brown color, drain dry from fat, and then serve hot. While this recipe referred to thin, shallow fried slices of potato, it is not entirely clear where or when the now familiar deep-fried batons or fingers of potato were first prepared. In 1673, Chilean Francisco Nunez Pineda mentioned eating papas fritas, but it is not known what exactly he meant by that. Fries may have been invented in Spain, the first European country in which the potato appeared from the New World colonies. Yet, the biggest dispute, which still goes on to this day, happens between the French and the Belgians, who both think that the fries were invented in their respective countries. It is believed that French fries were first created by French-speaking Belgians in the Meuse Valley region in the late 17th century. The locals would traditionally fry small fish caught in the rivers, but during the winter when the rivers froze, they would cut potatoes into long, thin strips and fry them as a substitute to the fish. The dish itself gained popularity in the late 18th century when French troops stationed in Belgium encountered these fried potatoes. The French soldiers called them pommes frites, meaning fried potatoes, and brought the recipe back to France. As for the term French fries, it is actually believed to have originated in America during World War I, when American soldiers stationed in France encountered the dish and started calling them French fries due to the widespread use of the French language in the country. And although the country the American Expeditionary Forces were in was Belgium and not France, they assumed that chips were a French dish because French was spoken in the Belgian army. The French claim, with regards to potato fries, originates from the fact that it was sold by street vendors of Paris in the late 1780s. Others believe that French fries have a clear French origin. After all, the dish itself became most popular in Paris in the 1800s. According to at least one historian, Frederick Krieger, a Bavarian musician, learned to cook fries at a roaster in Paris in 1842. He then took the recipe to Belgium in 1844, where he would create his own business, Fritz, and sell what we today know as French fries, or back then, Paris-style fried potatoes. Yet, it is still just one of many claims. So, while we are not sure when French fries went from being thin, sliced, to their more common finger shape, we do know that French fries did migrate to the German-speaking countries during the 19th century. In Germany, they were mostly known by their French words, pommes frites. Only later, when the French fries became a westernized American dish, did they become known as fries. Still, in the United Kingdom, they remained being called chips. British chips are not the same thing as potato chips, which is an American item. Those in Britain are called crisps. The first commercially available chips in the UK were sold by Mrs. Granny Deuce in one of the West Riding towns in 1854 after it migrated first from France and then Germany. Chips were soon made into a very popular dish known as fish and chips, which still remains a popular dish for many around the world. It was estimated in 2011 that in the UK, 80% of households buy frozen chips each year. As far as thin sliced French fries, more commonly known in popular culture, are concerned, those have been popularized worldwide in large part by the large American fast food chains, such as McDonald's and Burger King. In the United States, J.R. Simplot Company is credited with successfully commercializing French fries in frozen form in the 1940s. Later, in 1967, Ray Kroc of McDonald's contracted the Simplot Company to supply him with frozen fries. These replaced fresh-cut potatoes, which were used up to that point in all McDonald's restaurants. In 2004, 29% of the United States potato crop was used to make frozen fries, and 90% of that was consumed by the food service sector, while only 10% went by retail to the people directly. The United States is also known for supplying China with most of their French fries, as 70% of China's fries are imported from the United States. Pre-made French fries have been available for home cooking since the 1960s and were popularized by TV home dinners. They're always pre-fried, sometimes even baked, then frozen and placed in sealed plastic bags. The average American eats around 30 pounds of French fries each year. There are many types of French fries. Air-fried fries, cheese fries, chili cheese fries, crinkle-cut fries, curly fries, curry chips, microwave fries, oven fries, potato wedges. Poutine is a dish consisting of fries topped with cheese curds and gravy and principally associated with Canada. There's also steak fries, which are thick-cut fries, probably closer to what French fries became once they switched from being thinly sliced potatoes. Before, the United States McDonald's of 1960s made them even thinner and more popular. As with everything else, there are indeed some fun facts about French fries. The first one is a little tricky. Many different websites will claim that Thomas Jefferson was the first to introduce French fries to America. However, as mentioned before, when Thomas Jefferson brought his fried potatoes from France in late 1700s, they were not necessarily what we today know as fries, for deep-fried potatoes did not really become common until mid-19th century. Still, he is often credited as the person to bring fried potatoes from France to the United States. McDonald's sells a crazy amount of French fries each year. It actually outsells every other company in the world in terms of French fries. Approximately 7% of all the potatoes that are grown in the United States all become McDonald's French fries. When it comes to the United States, the fast food chain sells over a third of all French fries consumed in the entire nation. It also uses a famous recipe that supposedly has 20 ingredients. Whether French fries are really Belgian or not, the Belgians are very proud of their fry-related history. There's an entire museum in Belgium dedicated to French fries. It's called Friet Museum, and it features two stories of crispy golden histories. Charles Dickens was the first author to pen French fries into literature. Dickens wrote about dozens of breakfast foods, dinner plates, and pints of beer, and included an allusion to French fries in his 1859 novel, The Tale of Two Cities. Which is not really shocking, considering that it was around this time that French fries were the most popular dish in France, particularly in Paris. Dickens described the dish we know today as fries as husky chips of potato fried with some reluctant drops of oil. According to a study published in the Journal of Nutrition, fried potatoes are the most frequently consumed vegetable for children ages 2 to 4. Most restaurants deep fry French fries twice. Why do they do that? The subsequent fryings give you the fatter, crispier end result while still maintaining a soft yet thoroughly cooked middle. Since the 1960s, most French fries in the United States have been produced from frozen russet potatoes, which have been blanched or at least air-dried industrially. The usual fat for making French fries is vegetable oil. In the past, beef was recommended as superior, with vegetable shortening as an alternative. McDonald's actually used a mixture of 93% beef tallow and 7% cottonseed oil until 1990. It was then when they changed to vegetable oil with beef flavoring. Reason? It was cheaper. Horse fat was standard in northern France and Belgium until recently. Today, they tend to follow McDonald's lead. As odd as it may sound, there are actually French fry vending machines around the world. The first of its kind debuted in 1982 in Australia and was called Mr. French Fry. It could cook and dispense French fries in under 1 minute. Since then, numerous companies have imitated the design. These machines exist in China, Belgium, Israel, Slovakia, and the Netherlands, but have yet to become a thing in the United States. And last but not least, what is a French fry feed, you ask? A French fry feed is an event where huge numbers of people consume French fries simultaneously. The largest in the world, the Potato Bowl, takes place in Grand Forks, North Dakota. According to their website, up to 10,000 people attend each year, which is even better attendance than some of the best food festivals in America. Americans sure do love their French fries, whether they are French, Belgian, or even Spanish. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Tom and I will be back next week with a full episode. We'll be right back. I hope everyone enjoyed our podcast, and if you would like to email us, you can do so at historyteacherspodcast@gmail.com.